Hello, and welcome to another episode of Take Me There,
a podcast about travel.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's very early in the morning.
It's early in New
York.
That's
probably why we sound a little sleepy.
We're very tired. We are in New York right now.
Mm-hmm.
We've been here for a couple of weeks. We have some friends' weddings.
Yeah, well,
we had two friends decide
to get married 2 weeks apart, and we realized we could either fly back and forth to LA twice, or we could stay the whole time, and we hadn't spent time in New York together in a
while. Since we moved, really?
Yeah, so, and that was like 3 or 4 years ago, so we decided to stay.
So we stayed. We're here.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been a lot of schlepping.
A lot of moving bags from friend's apartment to friend's apartment. Thank you, friends, who let us stay.
Thank you so much.
It is exhausting to move stuff on the subway and on Metro North.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, it was just a lot. The days that we've been parked and I've carried my backpack around has been exhausting.
Yeah,
maybe we've gone soft. But
we have gone soft. We're weak,
so
LA losers now.
Like, even yesterday when I was walking around, I had my laptop. That weighs a lot. Then I had a full outfit that I was going to wear out to dinner. I was wearing my workout clothes, so I didn't have to carry them. A little athleisure for
me.
And then I had all my makeups and stuff so I could take a shower at the yoga studio that I went to. I went to a very nice yoga studio. It was called Humming Puppy. I don't know why it's called that, but it was a great class and it was a beautiful studio.
Some people
care about this, okay? It had really nice showers and good products.
I rolled my eyes.
Yeah,
so,
and a lot of lockers. Do you understand how rare that is?
Yeah, that's very nice. I ran the class pass gauntlet
for like 5 years. I remember when it was only $99 for an unlimited month, and now it's just like a fucked up point system.
This is just for a few people.
Some people care. Anyway, Humming Puppy, check it out. I had a very heavy backpack that I carried around and it made me sleep.
But part of the reason we had a lot of stuff to carry was because we brought these microphones
so we could record
a bunch of really fun episodes with people in New York who aren't in LA very often. So
y'all are going to love them.
Those are going to be coming out over the next couple months.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a lot of good eating here. We've done a lot of good walking around. It's October in New York, the best time to be in New York.
Yeah, the weather's been great. Today it's not going to be great. It's going to rain like, 3 inches in an hour or something, you said?
Yeah, there's going to be a big nor'easter, which I'm excited about because I love the Northeast. So, and I love anything named after it.
Anyway, we're
very sleepy, but we have a very energetic, fun episode.
Before we get into the episode, I do want to shout out that we had a listener send us a gear recommendation that I was a big fan of. So if you, like us, are someone that thinks it's annoying to have to bring two pairs of headphones on a plane, a wireless or noise canceling version so that you can sleep or whatever, plug your ears, and I don't even know what the jack is called, the plug-in-y headphones so that you can watch the TVs in the back of the seats.
It's called a headphone jack.
Yeah, but that's not what the headphones are called.
Yeah, but the jack
corded headphones, is that better for you?
It doesn't matter.
What is this,
the
Verge?
I don't even know what anyway, that means. Just go forward.
Oh my God. Okay, so the gadget is a Bluetooth transmitter that you can plug into the headphone jack, and then you can connect your headphones to it and use your AirPods or your whatever to watch the TVs on the back of the plane seats, which I think is great.
Yeah,
because sometimes
tip.
You just want to watch an HGTV marathon from New York to LA.
Sure. On our episode today,
that product is called the iDARS in-flight Bluetooth transmitter, and that was a suggestion from Maya. So thank you very, very much, Maya.
So on the episode today, we have our high energy, very fun, my old friend.
Yeah. Marlena Rodriguez.
And she is talking about
Cuba.
And it's really fun. And Marlena's Cuban. And she said she has family there. She didn't see her family on this trip.
No, she actually went by herself on a group tour. So she wasn't traveling alone, but she didn't go with a friend or anybody.
Right. So we get into group tour dynamics. We get into the various people trying to fuck the tour guide.
Mm-hmm.
We get into salsa dancing. We get into cigar making. It sounds like a really fun trip, and Marlena talks in an interesting way about what this trip meant to her.
She also has just a fantastic laugh. Like, her laugh makes me so happy.
Oh yeah, Marlena's she's a real treat. I love it. You guys are really going to enjoy this one.
All right, let's get into it. We're going to go back to bed. You guys enjoy the episode. This is Marlena Rodriguez on Cuba. What?
This week on the podcast.
This week on the podcast.
We're going back
yeah.
to to a fan favorite.
Oh, right. We are going back to a fan favorite, which is a thing that I developed.
Yeah. So we're not going to introduce you, Marlena. So you can just start talking.
Hi. Hi. I'm here. Perfect.
Yeah. So let's get into it. Let's get into fan favorite, the quiz. Yeah.
The Take Me There quiz. Okay. This is a quiz to find out kind of what kind of traveler you are. So the first question is about travel frequency.
Is this collecting any like voter information?
No, unfortunately.
Yeah,
no,
I would like to know.
Is this collecting data that
how many people
we are
going
to sell
home.
The answers it's like a to census. This quiz?
Okay, all right, cool, 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 cool.
Do you like to take short trips all the time or big trips sometimes?
Big trips sometimes.
Okay.
Oh yeah, all right. I'm the same. I agree with that.
You like that?
Yeah, I think it's better.
I think it's stressful to plan little trips all the time.
Yeah, because the planning difference between a week and a weekend is not that big. I'd rather just take the week.
Sure. Planning style, tight itinerary or loose plans?
Both.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You like a happy medium?
Planned loose time.
Planning to be spontaneous? Very good.
So does that mean, so you're going someplace. Let's say you're going to Chicago, right? You used to live there.
Yeah.
Let's say you're going to Chicago. When you're planning that trip, are you like, this is what I'm doing today in the morning, the afternoon, the evening, or are you just saying like, I'm going to go to this neighborhood and I'm going to hang out in this neighborhood and that's all I need
to
plan?
Or are you just like, I'm going to Chicago. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is a tricky one.
Yeah.
A lot of exceptions here. Sure.
Well, you did used to live there. So that's...
I used to live there. Yeah. I currently have family there.
Okay. Let's say Phoenix then.
I would book 1,000 shows.
Right.
You know, terrified of having no new material.
Right.
Be a mess. I'd spend most of the days anxious.
Okay. Let's play a place that has no emotional connection. You're going to Phoenix.
What if we pick New Orleans?
Fine. Let's say New Orleans.
I've never been there.
Okay, New
well,
Orleans.
We have,
so maybe I shouldn't.
We will have
that.
Just had an episode air about it.
Yeah, about
Zach
all
Broussard
about New Orleans.
Walking
God,
us through New Orleans.
I've
it's
gotta
great.
Listen again.
Yeah, very good.
Andrew, know who lives in New Orleans?
Andrew,
our friend Andrew McCominelli.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to ACOM.
So you could see him. So that's on your to-do list.
His name came out like in sync lyrics. Dude.
I loved it. I loved it.
That's why it came out so great. Slow. I was like, I know this, but I'm just gonna let my mouth take it away.
Yeah,
it was beautiful. Your packing style, meticulous or ridiculous?
Yeah, it's hard. It's like ridiculous, you know.
Yeah. That's okay. We have no qualms with combining.
But I will say on the side of meticulous because of how much I've traveled.
Right.
Okay.
But I am good at cutting those babies.
Right. Of just being like, I don't need this shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you part of Packing Cube Nation?
Excuse me?
Do you use packing cubes?
No. The question is, are you part of Packing Cube Nation? So, Packing Cube Nation.
I rejected an invitation from Packing Cube Nation.
A group of people.
Oh no.
Who have chosen to embrace
a group of what kind of people?
All kinds. And all kinds of people who want to organize the insides of their luggage and separate, say, their clothing from their outerwear, their underwear and socks and what, you know, it's a way to fit more into your suitcase using packing cubes. And it's called Packing Cube Nation.
Okay. No. wait.
Have you heard of packing cubes?
Maybe like half.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because then I decided to stop listening.
Sure.
Right. I bet you're going to get a targeted ad for them right after this.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
For sure.
Especially after this comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't they a sponsor? Isn't that why you're pushing this?
Oh, we have no sponsors.
We have no sponsors.
What?
But
yeah,
we will.
We don't have
we'll have hundreds soon.
I'll sponsor you.
Thank
oh
you
my
so
God,
much.
Thank you. This episode is brought to you by Marlena.
Perfect. We can talk about drinking.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Luggage style. Check it. I'm rich and I love waiting, or carry on, I love freedom and lifting things.
Yeah.
Wow. These are tough.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Is that we come out the gate
wow,
really hot.
It, you know, it depends on the trip.
Right.
You know, I toured with Second City. Thank you. And, you know, we always checked.
Right.
And wow. Changed my life, you know.
Wow. Like company policy was everybody checked.
Yeah, we always, well, no, okay. They would pay for it, but you could do it, and everyone, you'd get into the group and be like, everyone, you wouldn't do it because you'd be like, I'm American. Mm. And then they would do it and you'd see how happy they were with both of their arms.
Yeah.
And not putting things overhead, and we're going to wait for their bags anyways. Right. So
you might as well. That's true.
If you're part of a party where someone checks, you might as well check. You might as well check.
Yeah. I mean, it's truly a luxury.
We never check.
Rarely.
But if I go to Chicago,
mm-hmm.
you know, I want to get on that train ASAP.
Right.
I'm jetting.
You're quick. Yeah. You know the route. You know where to exit.
Yeah.
You know how to rush out of there.
Yeah. So.
O'Hare, that's a good airport.
Let's just say, I think my conclusion here is, thank you so much. It's pretty good. My conclusion here is if you can check,
okay.
Ooh, hot. I like that take. Getting to the airport, always early or late but worth the wait.
Girl, late and on time. I got that TSA pre-check.
Hell yes. Hell yes.
TSA pre-check.
So she's a
pre-check.
I love it.
Pre-check.
Are you a global entry or are you just a pre-check?
Just a pre-check.
That's triggering.
I feel like global entry, and we've talked about it on the podcast.
We have.
Global entry is only $10 more when you pay for the pre-check.
And if you have the Capital One Venture card.
Do they cover it?
They'll reimburse you.
Yeah, same with our card. Same with that Chusa.
They still no, it doesn't. Have you been they copied to us. They copied us.
Have you been to a Capital One cafe?
Oh, yeah. We should talk about Capital One.
I haven't not been to a Capital One cafe. You get a discount if you got a Capital One card.
That's so funny.
The one at the Americana?
Hell yeah.
Wow. I've never been to it. I always want to go.
I like the commercials. They really make it seem like a pleasant place to bank. It's not
like
a
coffee shop
bank.
That happens to be handling all your money.
Yeah.
Sure. Whatever.
I would love if the teller was also the barista. And
yeah,
he
that'd
was
be
like,
so funny. He was like, do you want a Roth IRA and a latte?
Yeah. Yeah.
Weird.
Okay.
On the plane.
I mean, honestly, if I could really talk to that guy about that and like have some answers by the time I got coffee, like that'd be dope.
Yeah.
But that's not what they're doing. No. So listen, Capital One. Also a sponsor?
Yes.
Give me a call.
Okay.
Thank you. What's the question? What was the question?
Always early or late, but worth the wait.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Late, but worth the wait. Me too.
One time I got there actually 15 minutes before my flight.
That's
hell
insane.
I've That's done an that before, insane. Too.
Before boarding time or before flight time?
The flight was taking off at 20 and I walked into the airport at 04.
What
this is
going to
give Andrew a hernia.
This is going to fuck you up. Because I think it was like JFK.
My God.
Yeah. Truly
As a
destroyed.
Person who prefers to be there 2 hours before my domestic flight, I have pre-check. I always have pre-check.
You'll love this.
Did the TSA agent like laugh at you?
No, like one of the last flights I went on, there was a huge line for not pre-check. And I took like an Instagram video being like, here I go through pre-check. And that line was truly empty. And I got all the way up there and I was like doing a bit and then got to like the person who checks your ID. And I was like, it is so crazy that people just don't get pre-check. And I was like, and then she scanned it and was like, yeah, because you don't have it either.
Oh no.
But
what happened?
I did emergency make a stranger laugh. And she was like, it's fine. And I was like, I swear to God, I usually had it. But I laughed forever.
That's so
And I just
funny.
Told her, like, I'm trash. Like,
so you're trash and you're living on the edge.
Yeah.
But have you missed the flight?
Girl, no.
See?
Oof, that's not good for the mics.
But it was important for her to do it.
It was important.
I've told this story before on the podcast, but the one time I missed a flight really bad was because I put in Terminal 5, the concert venue, instead of Terminal 5, the JFK terminal.
Yeah.
So yeah. I was like, why are we on the West Side Highway? And then yep. realized what happened.
I yep. did that with O'Hare and Midway.
Oops.
Yeah. Still made it.
Hell yeah.
Never been to Midway. Never been there.
It's pretty great.
I don't think I've been to Midway either. I just remember like the cool light thing over the
I'm just going to need you to talk a little bit louder.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm perfect.
You're perfect.
You're perfect. when you're on the plane, are you a window bitch or an aisle queen?
Wow. So I've recently switched.
Whoa.
I've been converted from a window bitch to an aisle queen.
Hell yes.
I feel like this switch happens
yeah.
when you hit your 30s and you go from like wanting to look out the window, I guess, and to wanting to be able to get up when you want, mm-hmm. move around, get a little extra leg room with your sticking your legs out into the aisle when it's not meal service.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's awesome. I mean, I applaud you on that switch.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, red eye.
Get me window. In
that window.
Yes.
Yeah.
Red eyes.
Okay,
the
but that's just okay. All right,
because you're gonna go to sleep.
I'm taking two red eyes in the next month.
That's on you, dog.
And they're both. What's the window one?
Window bitch.
I'm a window bitch for those.
Have you tried fentanyl?
I have not.
Okay.
I saw it on Euphoria, and
I saw it on 60 Minutes.
Oh, wow. It seemed fun on yeah. Euphoria, though. It seemed really fun.
It seemed nice.
Yeah,
it is.
Do you have any like go-to travel gear?
Oh yeah.
That you like to bring with you?
Wow. You know, the pillow, the neck pillow, but mostly my vape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The vape is real.
Mostly the vape.
When we're talking pillow, like, are you talking like an inflatable thing, a fluffy thing that wraps around your neck? The
yeah.
turtle pillow?
We are talking memory foam okay. around blue.
Okay.
Around the neck.
Oh, wow. Right.
Velour-ish.
Wow.
Maybe a velvet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe both.
Wow.
I'm a woman of mixing.
I love it. That's good to know. I feel like we haven't really gotten into neck pillows on the pod yet.
No, we did. Your mom just got us like
the turtle pillow.
The ones that.
It's like a scarf with like a plate yeah. in it.
And it wraps around your neck to keep your neck like up so you can like sleep in the seat. It's like a tight, yes, a
yeah,
scarf
it like
of sorts.
Supports like your jaw.
It's like a neck brace basically.
Yeah, it's a neck brace with a scarf attached.
So I'm going
to
try that. I'm going to give it a whirl on this next
You have
red
not
eye.
Yet.
I have not tried no, it
okay.
yet.
It's, I think I used it on one of the flights we went on last. I thought it was fine. I just thought it was a little warm.
Yeah.
Oof.
Warms yeah. your neck up. If you like
no.
a hot neck, I prefer a hot,
no.
hot neck when I'm on the flight.
Shut up.
What? I do. I say,
you like a
can
hot
you heat
neck?
Up my neck a little bit, please?
Is that you to the flight attendant?
Yes. Yes.
That's insane.
Is that the end of your quiz?
That's the end of my quiz.
That's great. That's yeah. the new way we're starting the show. We don't know if it works,
yeah.
but
I liked it.
It's like a little intro. It's to give people a little... a tasting menu of Marlena's Ooh. Travel preferences.
Right. Well, so now
cheeses.
We know that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But you are a very well-traveled person.
Yeah.
You've been a lot of places.
I have.
Let's get into
oh,
that.
Okay. Yeah.
For sure. Let's go to a young Marlena.
Mm.
A child.
Mm.
Grew up outside of Hartford, Connecticut.
West Hartford. Dreamed,
West Hartford.
Dreamed of running away.
Wow.
I mean, I'd run away from Hartford too, but
West Hartford, you asshole.
As a coastal Connecticut native, I don't have a lot of lost love for
All
Hartford.
Right, Fairfield County, get out of here!
Oh my God, Fairfield County, but
way
like
to punch
the edge,
down
the edge of Fairfield
get out of
County.
Here.
Wait, what?
Just, We're talking
God,
Connecticut.
I know
specifics.
What you're talking about. You're the only
Jody Rell doesn't
specific.
Even care about you.
Oh my God. All I know is like all the stops on the train of being like, we're
oh,
approaching
the New Haven
Darien.
Train. Yes.
That's all I know about Connecticut.
Yeah.
Okay. And Stratford, where I've been with you.
Yeah. Which is an incredible town.
Is it?
Talk to us about your travel as a kid. What was that like? How did your family travel? Did you go a lot of places? Did you not? What was your life like as a pre-adult traveler?
We only went to Disney in Miami.
Really?
That was it. When I was really, really little, we would be like really assimilated Cuban people and my mom and go to Cape Cod.
Wow.
A whole, you know, we'd get like a little house.
Okay? Sure.
We did that a few times. But yeah, I've been to Disney a billion times.
Okay.
Have you been as an adult?
Yeah. Which is really trippy because it's so, the imagery is so like cemented in my head that going felt like going back in time,
mm-hmm.
which is, yeah. you know, cheesy words, but very real.
Yeah.
Very real. So did I was you, just the happiest girl in the world.
I assume you liked Disney as a child.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mermaid.
Hell yeah. Mermaid. Part of the world. Part of that world.
So you went to Orlando, you went to Miami.
Miami because my dad had property.
Okay.
And we would, that's when we were middle class. Mm. And we would go, when he would do business and me and my mom would hang on the beach. And she will not leave me alone about the fact that one day I walked away for a long time.
Oh no, what happened?
Do you remember this?
Yeah, I was like, this beach is nice.
You just walked away.
You just walked.
Let me take a walk.
You went for a swim.
I'm not my problem, you know?
Right. How did she find you?
I came back.
Oh, you were just like, took a great walk. How are you?
She was losing it.
Had she gotten to the point of like getting the lifeguard involved and like getting the police involved and like...
I think she was maybe about to hit rock bottom.
Sure. Okay. That's tough. In a pre-cell phone day... Your kid wanders away on the beach. That's gotta be scary as hell.
Yeah.
You think like the love yous are gonna go up from there. You know.
For you think sure. Maybe she thought that she hadn't said I love you enough, and then so you were like,
I was like, well, maybe.
Maybe now she will.
Now she will. The same.
Yeah. Wow. Well, so that's tough.
That's the only reason I didn't do it again. I didn't run away.
Oh, because like, it wasn't
might
effective.
Be like, great. Right. That was stressful. They were very young.
What was Miami like? I've never been to Miami as an adult or a kid. How was Miami as a child?
Miami is like bright pastels.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Yeah.
If bright pastels were a city.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
I've only been once for like 2 hours before I got on a 3-day cruise that was just like an absolutely hellacious experience.
Oh, the Disney cruise.
No, the Disney cruise was wonderful.
Oh.
I'm talking about the time that my parents won a cruise at an auction and me and my ex-boyfriend went on a 3-day cruise in the Caribbean and it rained the entire time and the only movie that they were playing was The Dark Knight. So I've seen The Dark Knight like 12 times. It was bad.
That's cool.
We went to Atlantis, that hotel from like every... commercial on Nickelodeon ever. Uh-huh. And I was so excited to go there and then it rained again the entire time.
Yeah.
So it just sucked.
That's tough.
Yeah. But someone did die on our Disney cruise.
That's cool.
So that was, it was just like one of those things where they like, I went with my friend Carly. We were like hanging out in our room and they just put this announcement on that was like, hey guys, we're going to have to make an emergency stop, but like no big deal. Like keep drinking, keep dancing. Goofy's hosting a dance party on deck 7. Like live your lives. But
I hear old people try to die on cruises.
I think that's
what
happened.
They do often die on cruises.
Well, it's just it's like taking a vacation in a petri dish.
Yeah.
You just die.
Yeah.
There's just bacteria everywhere.
There is a big collection of people in the world who, once they retire, just spend all their time on cruise ships. Like right. They just go cruise ship to cruise ship. And they're...
My eyes can't open big enough for this. Oh my God. I just felt myself like get there's to little... like my limit and was like, ow.
There's a little a mini documentary on New York Times website about a guy who does this.
Oh, I love mini documentaries from New York Times.
It's beautiful. It's wow. Lovely. It's
what
like,
do they call those people?
I think they call them cruisers.
Ugh, okay.
That's too cool of a name.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's not like digital nomad where it's like, well, you're a loser with a
yeah.
laptop.
Yeah. So... Miami, Orlando, Miami. Cape Cod,
yes.
Which is a very Connecticut family
trip.
Yeah,
like Newport, sure. Yeah. That whole...
Yeah, that scene.
That biz. Once we, in middle school, we went to Nantucket, and it was just, like, the coolest. And I remember my mom was having, like, just, like, vivaciously divorced, and she got this house for 2 weeks. And I remember her, like, friend was there. You know how moms have friends, you know? And it's like, Tracy's never getting married. Does Tracy know that? She definitely didn't. Uh-huh. And then, so Tracy came on this one. I used her real name. And and I had gotten, wow, the imagery is upsetting. So I was spending most of my time, I saw these cute guys on the beach who were from the golf camp. You get it.
Okay.
And, you know, I just spent most of my time then skating around on my Skechers roller skates.
Hell yeah.
Four wheels. not blades.
Of course.
No, it was just these sneakers with, like, chonky
it
ass.
It was such a hazard. Wheels. Like, and no one's ankles were safe.
It was very silly.
And so that's what I was doing most of the
time. Trying to find these boys?
Skating around Nantucket, trying to find these boys.
Uh-huh.
And then was skating around this red carpet event. Ended up being, like, I listened to this guy talk for a really long time and people would laugh and his voice was being amplified, like just the whole, you couldn't escape the voice.
Uh-huh.
And then my mom told me later that it was Conan.
Oh really?
Weird.
Yeah.
He was just like doing an event out there.
I think it was the like Nantucket Film Fest and he was like the speaker for like the big silent auction nighttime thing.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
But I like had no idea.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
You weren't a Conan fan as a child?
And then, well, I actually was. I was like a big horn dog for Conan at one point.
But you weren't skating
like,
around looking
like,
for him.
His wife is so lucky. That's like what I thought. And then,
it's surprising that you skating around looking for boys and then you come upon your ultimate crush, Conan O'Brien.
Oh, no.
And you
but
didn't
she found
stop.
Out after the fact.
I know,
he's
but
he's so tall.
He's very tall.
And
very
then, so the red carpet was, it was like the meat of the red carpet. And he was actually on the red carpet. And I think I knew it was Conan, but when he was talking, I had no, like, you know, those dumb inconsistencies when you're growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And Tracy came out and was like, come on, it's time for dinner. And I was on my roller skates and I just yelled, please don't hit me. And she left me alone.
Wow.
Wow, that put Tracy in her place.
And she was just frustrated and walked away.
Well,
did Tracy end up getting married, though?
No, I think.
You were right.
No.
Tracy's still on the market.
I don't think it worked out.
Yeah, that's tough.
She kind of disappeared.
Sometimes it doesn't happen.
R.I.P. Tracy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. So, in your adult life, what has travel been like for you?
Oh. It was when I was touring, it was just going to like every crotch of America.
So for a while when you lived in Chicago, you toured with the Second City Touring Company.
Yes, I toured archive material as well as a written material as well as live improvisation around many places in the United States.
Uh-huh.
What
scenes
were your, like,
written by Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, Stephen Colbert.
I'd love to book this group. They sound really fun.
I wish I could, oh man, I wish I could remember like the little jokes we would say.
Oh, as like the show started?
Like, yeah.
Yes, yeah. The banter jokes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what was that touring like? Because I assume, I know people that have done like UCB touring, it seems like very low rent. Like you're staying at cheap places, you're traveling by van. Was this the
what
case
are you talking
with?
About? She just said they were going to pay for her to check her luggage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
but
nice.
Well, we were in Actors Equity. The union. So we still got paid nothing, but at least we're required each our own hotel rooms. And like, it seemed very cush.
Right.
Ish.
Sure. Right.
Yeah. But we would, it was like, as I'm learning, life is in general, both a nightmare and a dream at the same exact time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because we, God, I'll never forget, like we were driving here. We got the California tour like 2 years in a row. People wanted to kill us.
Uh-huh.
Mighty Blue. And, we were just driving in the woods. Like, just crazy amounts of
like
woods.
Like, where would you play
and
in
like
California?
And, like, cliffs.
Wow.
And, like, we would play, like, the middle of nowhere, 2,000-person theaters.
Uh-huh.
And I'll never forget, there was this one place where it was, like, and they're all, like, really old and beautiful for the most part. Mm-hmm. And then you got, like, the new ones, but not really. And, sorry, I keep, there's, like, I'm remembering so much. I'm going to cry. Next to the bar of this one theater, there was this picture of like clearly a sold out event.
Okay.
And they like took a picture of the audience from the stage, but it's from like 1870. So it's just like everyone here is dead.
Like, it's like The Shining. It's like that photo in The Shining.
Yeah, right. But just like 3,000 people. And then, they're just all dead. But the other thing is that it's usually like that kind of shit, but in like these, like, we would drive through these towns and be like, what happened here?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, do people, so we're doing a show here?
Does anyone like,
you're
live
not
here?
Seeing, like, you're not people, seeing enough people to fill this theater.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then the people show up and you're like, there's no way they're going to be into us.
Yeah.
And then they're into you and it's like really cool because you're in the middle of like bumfuck.
Yeah. Right?
A place you've made a ton of assumptions about. And then you meet like these people who probably voted for Trump who are just like fucking delightful.
Yeah. Did you get to spend, like when you would go to Bumfuck, did you get to spend any time there? Like eat there or like walk around or like was it a very tight schedule?
We would have sit downs, which would be like 2 week stays.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And they would span. So like the best one was like every 3 years, Second City would send someone to Europe.
Oh, wow.
And that was like the best one, but I think they just like stop doing it.
Did you get to do that one?
No, but Chris Redd did.
That's cool.
Oh,
Chris Redd. So the best one was La Jolla.
Oh, okay.
We got to do La Jolla and we were just here for like 3 weeks.
Yeah. La Jolla is very nice.
It's
so pretty.
Awesome. Yeah. And they were so game. Like it was like sold out every night.
Oh my
and
God.
Like we would go to the beach in the day and then like at night we would do our show and be like local celebrities for 3 weeks.
Sounds like a dream.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
And then we got like our dumb stipends and
what would you
actually
guys...
when we were doing that is when I found out I got my first writing job.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's so crazy. Wow.
Did you have to leave early?
No, but I got to like post like on Facebook like looking for an apartment in New York. And like the producers of Second City started like calling and texting and being
what's
happening?
Oh, no.
And I was like, I'll never tell.
Oh my God.
What would you guys like hang out, like all of the group in Second City hang out on these trips?
Hold on, before I answer that.
Go, girl.
The bad version of sit downs was we went to Little Rock for 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And we stayed in like the actor housing,
which
was across the street from like a real rough gas station.
Yeah.
And one time our suggestion was Sambo.
Okay.
No.
Cool. So that set went good.
And at that point, I was almost at maximum capacity bullying from the rest of the group.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So those are the highs and lows.
Right.
And we did hang out.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Wow. So you did the tour life.
You did tour life, which
is cool.
Were
you guys on a bus? Were you in a Sprinter van?
Oh, yeah.
So sometimes we'd be like, if it was more than an 8-hour drive away, fly.
Okay.
If it was less, we'd get in like an 8-passenger.
Okay.
Got it.
Rarely. Most of the time we got in 2 rental cars.
Gotcha.
Got it.
And, like, I got to a point where I was like, these need to be minivans every single time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, our California trip, I was like, please, God, please.
Oh, otherwise you're just trapped with,
it's interesting to be on, like, Second City Tour where, like, a large portion of how you travel is not determined by you.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, you have someone who's, like, a travel coordinator at the company. And I'm sure other people go through this in other industries.
I've never just toured. Like, have you toured for any reason?
I've toured, but only within New England, and they're all self-created tourists. Like, we'd play my improv group would play colleges in the Northeast. Mm. And so we'd do that, but they were only, like, at most a couple stops. They would never be big tours.
Yeah.
So, but that, we fully booked our own hotels and, like, cars and whatever. So.
Oh, right. You handled your own logistics.
It made going home for Christmas feel incredible.
Oh, I bet.
Like, traveling alone, like, because I'd check my bag because I'd be like, yeah, I know.
Did they let you at least, did you rack up a lot of points?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So, Second post-tour City life. Post-tour life. You're an adult. You have a real job. Mm. What did you think about travel? Were you like, I was at a point in your mid-20s, I'm guessing, mid-20s, where you were like, I want to travel more? Did that pop into your mind, or was it not really a conscious thought?
I never been out of the country. I never been to like Puerto Rico or Cuba.
Uh-huh.
And I was honestly just very scared I was going to die first.
Before you got to travel?
Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a general hanging anxiety.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. I just really was like, what if I die before I ever like travel internationally?
Right.
Oh my God.
You know.
I know. I didn't. I definitely felt a desire to be like, I want to travel soon, mm-hmm. when I was in my 20s. Mm-hmm. And then two, I want to see the world was like a legitimate, and still is a legitimate because I still haven't been many places, thing that I want to do. And I think that's like a real hanging desire for people and causes anxiety on some level.
Well, yeah, I think getting to the point of like, what if you die?
Yeah.
Is the only thing that makes you go, okay, I have to put a ton of money aside for a luxury item.
Yes.
Right. That you have to like make yourself feel like it's not a luxury item because it's so important. It's actually important.
Right. That it is one of the weird things we talk about, like how travel is inherently privileged, right? Like it's expensive, sure, to travel. There are ways to do it cheaply, but most of the time, especially if you want to travel internationally, it's expensive. And so it's like setting aside that money, making that a priority when so many other things would in theory be above it, is a real choice that people make. And I think it's an interesting one. But like you're saying, it pays dividends to travel for your mental health, for your emotional health. I think all those things really come, like you get your money back in a sense. But yeah, I don't know. That's how I feel.
My first trip out was to Glasgow.
Okay.
Glasgow.
That's cool.
Because I got booked for the Glasgow International Comedy Festival.
Oh, cool.
And it was just like the coolest thing.
That's cool. Did they fly you out?
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool to have your first international trip be like, I'm being flown out.
Well, yes. I was so pumped.
Yeah.
How
was Glasgow?
God, I was so excited. And then I didn't get invited back on like my first job.
Uh-huh.
Something, you know, if you're great, you're familiar with. But so I went from like, fuck this trip's like going to be like me just like celebrating the fact that this thing happened and I worked my whole life for it to happen to, wow. Hope this trip's good. And it started amazing with comedy.
Right.
And then I went to London and started doing like solo travel.
Uh-huh.
Like I was like a week and a half, like a week of solo travel. And wow, not fun.
Really?
Solo travel isn't fun.
Interesting.
Have you
traveled alone?
I've done a few like weekend trips, but I've only done them where, like, I go to a city where I know someone, so at least I meet up for dinner with that person. But it's still solo, like, what I'm doing otherwise.
Right.
But this feels like, especially if you know no one there and you're going for, like, a week and a half, that's like it's a mental commitment.
That's a bold move.
Oh, well, my mind left. I ended up, because I did end up then in Amsterdam, and I met up with a girl who does Boom Chicago, who was doing Boom Chicago, and I met all them and got to do that. And that should have been great.
Yeah.
But when you're on day 9 of, like, I lost my mind, and I was like, why did I lose my mind? And I found out that when you travel, I was like looking this up, your brain like stops functioning the way that it normally does. And what it does is it gets like very hyper aware of what's different, mm-hmm. for survival.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So, Which just made so much sense because like the whole trip I was just like, what? Like, oh, and then God. By the time I got to Amsterdam and was like, let me smoke all the weed. It was like, and go to like a museum and right. then watch like these people like crushing it at live comedy. And then like Instagram's a thing. Like it was just a recipe for disaster.
So it's a monumental, interesting life learning experience. Your first...
I did you do for 10 days yeah, by what'd you yourself do in London?
Well, I fucking Francis Ha'd most of it. Okay. Because, like, why get up if no one's making you get up? Right. You know? Yeah.
So you didn't enjoy...
I was so mad! Oh, and then when I did go, I had a fucking, like, bird flew on my finger, like, in Kensington Garden, and I was wow. like, wow, cool! And then was like, no, I'm sad again. That's so stupid! I'm so mad. That's, and then, like, I couldn't just, no directions right. anywhere.
That's so funny to have such. So did this traumatic experience stop you from traveling?
I saw the palace. I was pouring rain.
Buckingham Palace.
Like, no one was out. I couldn't stop. And then I had dinner and a drink alone, and I was like, oh, the people at the bar will be like nice
right
because we're like people drink or whatever
right.
I don't know,
I thought it was just a jovial bar.
And then I like was just like I sat alone, like just like they just sat me at a table.
Oh my God.
So,
and then I got home and I got on a call with my manager and brand new super fancy agent, and they said the note about my new script that I gave them that was supposed to get me my next job was, they said, we don't know what's going on.
Oh no.
And then I kept going on my trip. Sorry.
That's, I'm obsessed with
revisiting really, in the moment.
We really this. Haven't had someone come on and talk about a trip that went bad, and I love it.
Yeah, I do so love it. Horrible. Trips go bad. Trips go bad all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, this trip sucked. It doesn't matter if it shouldn't have.
Well, no trip should have sucked.
Yeah. I will say, the tower, there's like a tower.
Tower of London.
Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To go to the torture.
I had about I had 50 minutes and I did it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
The torture part, yeah.
Yeah, it was cool.
The crowns,
as a kid,
jewels.
As a middle schooler.
And I was like, that's fine.
Yeah.
Now I saw Big Ben. It's not big. Yeah. It's not big.
No, it's pretty fun. It's big for a clock though.
I'm sorry. I imagine you've done London.
No.
We've had people.
I don't want to do London.
Said London sucked.
Oh yeah, we do kind of think London sucks.
I feel like it's just a very boring New York.
Well, I think what I said on a previous episode, which was similar, was just like, if you've lived in New York, London feels like an unfamiliar New York, and so it's just like,
oh my God,
why
that
go?
Is what it felt.
Why
like.
Why go to this?
Yeah. And I hated that.
Right, yeah. Where you're like, everything about this looks kind of the same, but it's not.
Yeah.
I like it because my sister lives there, and if I'm there, like,
what?
I get to
that
hang out with my
totally
sister.
Changes it.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice because it's like I just get to hang out with her and see her and see my niece.
Yes.
So it's like a family
that
trip.
Part of
that
it's totally
really
great.
Good.
But it has nothing to do with
have
London.
If that, it would just be kind of like, yeah, like that museum looks a lot like the Met, but it's not the Met. It just has different stuff.
As a middle school boy, though, I thought the Imperial War Museum was quite cool.
Okay, wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, I love like, an OG Pret-a-Manger, but, like, it's not worth the plane ticket
what?
To just go to Pret.
What?
You know Pret-a-Manger?
Like, the
from
the,
New
like,
York?
Fast casual.
The fast casual
but
sandwich place.
But what's she talking about?
She's talking about,
because, like, Pret
it came
is
from
London.
England,
and it's even better there.
Yeah.
Everything starts in America.
Okay, so you get... You get back from this trip, right?
Right.
You have not had a good time. Does that color your dream of traveling before you die, or does it not?
I think I'd already bought another trip.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay.
While you were on it, you were like, I am not having fun here, so I'm going to go somewhere else later.
Well, once again, I was like, what if I die?
Yeah.
Right.
Just all the time. So I immediately made plans to go to Cuba for New Year's. And vowed that I would not be alone. Okay. So, the very cool thing about getting a fun job early is that you can go travel before you might die in a freak accident.
Sure.
Thank you. no one can go with you.
Right.
You mean in terms of
a 25-year-old, a 26-year-old who can buy her own trip?
Yes.
Who's going? No one's going.
Yeah.
Family right. can't go.
Yeah.
So you went alone again.
So I booked with a travel service for young professionals.
Okay. So you went on a tour.
I feel like you've talked about this before, and I'm very interested
I'm
in this.
I'm fascinated by this.
In Train tell ride. Me everything.
Wow. Once again, life coming through with that nightmare and a dream at the same exact time. I went with this travel group and was very optimistic and had a little bit of like, uh-oh, meet cute anyone?
Yep.
And got there and it was 9 women.
Okay.
If not 13.
Uh-huh.
And a couple.
Hilarious.
And the man was... animated.
Okay.
I think that word will be okay in 2030.
Like, he was Bugs Bunny? Or he just took too much attention?
He didn't seem... They seemed in like...
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And...
Okay. Mm-hmm. She's making... Marlene is making a face where it's just like... This guy's lame.
Yeah.
He seemed like maybe at some point they'd have a conversation about bisexuality, maybe.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
I got it. Locked in.
That might be cool in 30.
I don't know.
I really don't know, but it was a bit of a predicament.
Sure.
Well, you were just like, I don't see this working out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't see it working out.
Okay.
Anyways, he was off the table.
Okay. So you weren't going to marry him.
So how do you find this tour group, though? You searched, like, singles tour groups?
My friend had actually gone to Iceland with them the year before.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And I was
and
like, she
it.
Is still alive. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And this was in that brief period when Cuba was open for travel.
It's still open for me, yes. But yes, yes.
Yes, but it's harder now for Americans to get to Cuba than when Obama,
so.
Like... eased the restrictions.
Right. Correct.
Yes. Okay.
Is it open to you because you have a Cuban passport?
No, my dad does though.
Okay.
But it, no, because I would be able to put a family's address.
Got gotcha. It.
But I don't know what that would mean in terms of like where I would stay or like what I, because someone from the government would probably go talk to them.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Okay. So you go to Cuba, you have some family in Cuba.
Yeah, we did end up going to Cohima, which is the... where like our family's from, and like we like didn't have time, we were really like moving around the whole trip, so I tried to ask around a little bit, but like, you know, I was asking about Rodriguez's.
Uh-huh.
And instead what happened is I met this guy, he was this very old man and he was sitting in a wheelchair. And he had a guitar and he was like kind of strumming along. And I started talking to him and my Spanish had gotten better. My Spanish comes back on trips.
Right.
Okay.
By the end of this one, I was like fully saying like, okay, like fully like, enjoy, dumb way. It's like just full cotton balls in mouth. And so I like got to, I could talk with him enough to understand that he was telling me that he would write the music that Hemingway like would, you know, write his poems and then this guy would like make them into songs.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And it's that weird thing where you're like, okay, literally anywhere else, totally made up for sure.
Right.
Right.
But like we're standing in front of the sea.
Yep.
Like in the town where right. Hemingway was.
Right.
So this guy
probably
legit.
Probably been hanging out here for a while.
Yeah. So
wow.
And it was really cool.
That's awesome.
But like that trip was full. Composer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Essentially.
That's huge.
It was cool. So
that trip was full of, I cut you off, I'm sorry.
No, that trip was just full of like things that made my whole life make sense.
Say more about that.
Yeah. Like, so the bathroom situation is bad. Mm-hmm. No toilet paper can go down the toilet. So everything goes in a waste bin right next. And I guess wipes are very popular.
Sure.
And like the shower was, if you looked at it, it was, you know, modern enough. But if you turned it on, it like dribbled. And that was the shower. And
is it like one of those where it's like, I find this like pretty frequent in Europe where it's like a bathtub, but it doesn't, it just has like a weird, like detachable handle. And like, that's how you take a shower. You just like move that around your body.
Yes.
Got okay.
It. That.
Okay.
But it like dribbled.
Right.
So it's it was just like, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you're not having a great shower on this
trip. But yes, correct. and this was like the fancy stuff for the Americans.
Right.
And it was like, not.
Were you staying in one hotel the whole time and like coming back to it, like day tripping around and coming back?
Yes.
Okay.
We stayed in a casa. So I have like truly no idea how I would ever share that information. Cause I think it was all, oh, I will say, I think it's called like Local Cuba. I should get that.
The name of the tour group?
The name of the tour group in Cuba. Because gotcha. Once we got there, this tour guide showed up. His name is Carlos. And he turned into a little bachelor, I'll tell you that.
Ooh.
And not bachelor, like, no, I'm fully attaching the idea of the show. Like,
right, okay.
It suddenly became, it turned very, like, date rapey later.
Oh, no.
Not,
oh, no.
Not from him.
Oh, no.
From all the one of the girls.
Like, oh, no.
Who's gonna get with Carlos?
On New Year's Eve, she, like, cornered him the entire evening while she drank so much. I was like, did you roofie you? Like, what? Actually, a lot of them did. A lot of those girls did.
Oh, no.
My God.
So they, so Carlos was there.
I know. There's just so much.
There's so much to unpack.
But,
that's happening.
Sorry. So the thing that's like my whole life, the bathroom situation, right? I remember that my grandfather would actually show us how to fold toilet paper, how to fold like four squares so that it felt thicker.
Right.
And then that's it.
Sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then my grandmother, before we went to bed, when we were like little girls, me and my cousins, we would take horse baths.
Okay.
Like before bed.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And it's
that's
like,
a weird
we
one.
Were fresh.
Right. Yeah.
And this was in America.
And we were in, the shower was right there. Like, yeah. It would have right. been easier to shower.
With
right.
like a baby
but like,
wet
no,
or
we would
wet towel?
Soap, a cup, and the faucet.
Okay.
How are you drying yourself off?
I though? Just want everyone to know I'm doing this. We were all always doing it to ourselves.
Yeah.
Just so everyone knows.
Sure, yeah.
There isn't some weird.
I mean.
It was just like, no, but it was like just what you do before bed. Like if you, I guess if we were like outside playing all day.
Right. Sure.
Yeah.
And she I maybe couldn't get us to like shower. And this was some sort of, I don't know.
I don't know.
But anyway, like.
But it was because your grandmother had maybe been used to the, not to this bathroom situation that you laid out.
Yeah.
Wow. So your grandparents were born in Cuba, lived in Cuba.
Yes.
And then came to America.
Yes. With my dad and his two sisters.
Gotcha.
Got it.
So had you heard a lot of talk about Cuba growing up, like what it was
so
like
much.
Or like did it feel like accurate to like what had you heard and did it feel accurate when you got there?
Well, as my family says, I did have the white Cuba experience.
Okay.
I like went on a tour. I right. didn't have the like I'm going to visit family Cuba experience.
Right.
Which is amazing. It was very fun.
Mm-hmm.
And my family's jealous of me and they just hate. So that's just what that is.
And this is the only time you've gone to Cuba.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they, you know, they're very angry. They're very like, you know.
Your family or
yeah,
Cubans?
Yeah, like growing. No, my family growing up, it was just always like kind of like fuck Cuba, fuck Fidel. Like,
oh, wow. Uh-huh.
Like, fuck. Like just mm-hmm. anger and like the people, they're suffering. And like, yes, they're baseline suffering constantly,
mm-hmm.
but they have so little that they don't, like, they just, like, we're, like, we suck because we know how much we don't have.
Sure.
All the time.
Sure.
It's like literally advertising, you know?
Right. Like, the want isn't as prevalent there, you're saying.
It's, like, non-existent.
Okay.
Like, everyone's just very present.
Uh-huh. Which is good.
They're there.
Wow.
No one's... They're there, and you're feeling how present they are, and then you, like, go to the bathroom and turn on the faucet, and there's no water.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, this weird thing where you're constantly... as just an American tourist being like, wow, these people seem so fucking like not happy, but just like they're living.
Right.
Gotcha.
They're not like half here, half in their phone all the time.
Yeah.
Feels present despite what are obviously a lot of infrastructure problems.
Yeah. And a lot of like I guess somebody was talking to my dad and said, like, there's no homeless people in Cuba. And it's like, well, that's because they're living where homeless people would live.
Right.
Everything's crumbling.
So what was it like, I guess, experiencing what I think a lot of people would describe as, like, poverty or, like, what was it like? Was that part of the experience jarring or did it feel like kind of like... like poverty tourism in a way going to Cuba or like not at all? Because I know I've heard I've read about from people that going to countries where there's not a lot of wealth sometimes, especially on a tour, sometimes feels like poverty tourism.
I think if I wasn't from there, maybe, or if like there wasn't the family of it all,
mm-hmm. right.
learning the history and just like talking to the people and the way that they were. Just even like, ugh, this sounds very dramatic, but even just like the look in people's eyes was like, I know that look, or like.
It felt familiar.
It felt this thing that I can't really describe and isn't really tangible, but it felt like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I can see where I'm from.
Yeah.
Which so I just like don't get That's to so ever nice. Have.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really something.
Do you feel, have you met other Cuban people who have been to Cuba who have expressed a similar sentiment?
I don't know. I feel like I've talked to people, but not that many people. And I think we get caught up on so many different parts of it. We don't even get right. there.
Yeah. So right. in terms of the tour, like what was the purpose of the tour? Was it like to show you Cuba, to tell you about the history, to like see the natural beauty? Yeah, like how did that tour like, yeah, what was yeah, the angle
the
of it?
The tour was actually really great. And it did all of that.
Okay.
So we every night would go to like a great restaurant or like one of the...
Were you based in Havana?
I think Old Havana.
Okay.
Yeah. But we went to like Hotel Nacional. We went to like... I did. So we... Gosh.
How long was the tour? Like a week?
It was like 6 days or something or maybe 5 days. I know before I got there, they did like an extra thing where you could go to Hemingway's house and like I didn't do that. Mm. But we did, we went to like different parts of Cuba, just okay. a couple different parts. One of them, we went to like an organic farm and we had like this huge family style lunch there and it was the sounds best awesome. Cuban food I've amazing. Ever eaten.
Mm.
But like a lot of the food in Cuba isn't very good because they don't have the resources for mm-hmm. it. So it's like, it's better here.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. But the organic farm was the one place that was like, wow, this food's incredible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The white people were just like losing it.
I'm sure.
They were like, oh my God, this best chicken I've ever had. And I was like, my aunts make this chicken all the time, but it is pretty good. Like,
was everyone on the tour white?
No. These two gals who I think were going to Puerto Rico for this New Year's, they were, I think one was mixed and one was God shoe. It's probably just like Persian.
Mm. Okay. Great. We know the makeup of this group now.
We do. That's good. But they were the non-whites. The rest were like really high achieving set, like single white women. It was pretty sad. It was sad how like all of us when we talked had really good jobs and like really good careers and like just no prospects for men. Oh, no. And like it's not like and like we were like okay looking girls right. like
Did you find camaraderie in that, or was it more depressing than...
I think we found camaraderie, but, like, one of the girls was super depressing about it and was like, yeah, I'm coming on this trip to, like, celebrate, like, my double mastectomy, and, like, it was just like, ah! Like, oh, and, like, boy. That girl kept revealing shit like that.
Oh, my
like,
God.
And before that, like, ovarian. And
oh, my God.
Like,
oh, wow. This poor
and it was, like, we all connected. It was sure. definitely that, but by the day five...
It's just too much.
It was just like, dude, like...
Can we talk about
I'm
like...
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Can we talk about like how good this coffee yeah. is?
but we went to... we got like a cooking lesson.
Cool.
And we got to do like a mojito lesson thing.
Ooh. That's cool.
At this one restaurant. And then we got little certificates. And that's I cute. Ruined it, but I'll still frame it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have to.
So, and they give us like cooking smocks.
Yeah.
Cute.
So each day you're... They're planning your meals or telling you where you're going. They're planning the activities. Yeah. Were there any like highlights or lowlights activity wise or like eating wise in Cuba?
Yes.
Perfect. Tell us about them, Marla.
We did the classic car ride around Havana.
Mm.
That's cool.
It was awesome.
That's
so they
rad.
just got like five convertible
like 1950s old car.
I mean, just get, like the air in Cuba is 70% diesel fumes. That's yes. important to know. That okay. is important to know.
I was talking to our mutual friend Andrew Comanelli, who did a bike tour around Cuba.
Oh no!
And then I was talking to him about it, and he was like,
"Did he get cancer immediately?"
He was like, "It was really tough, like biking Cuba because the diesel air was." Because we were talking about when we went to Bangkok, I was getting really bad, like.
Pollution
and it was making my throat really raw and stuff yeah. and it was like oh it's all the diesel there's in Bangkok there's just everything's a diesel truck that's driving through yeah. so it was like I that smell and that sensation excuse me I was like yeah it does really like mess with you in a weird way
yeah
okay so classic car ride
oh but it was so fun
yeah
and
was it at night
no
okay
oh my God well, Cuba, like, they don't have lights where they don't need them, you know? Yeah. Like, we would be walking to something and be like, I know that everyone's, like, too poor to rob people. Like, there's no one to rob.
Right.
You know, except right. us. But, like, it's, there's no motivation in Cuba. People don't work. They sit.
Uh-huh.
Eh.
It's a nice place to sit.
But it was during the day.
Yeah.
And we got to go through, I guess, Little China or something.
Uh-huh.
I guess at one point, like, or I guess at one point there was just like a whole population of Chinese people.
Okay.
I
in
guess
Cuba?
That makes sense with the communism connection.
Oh, that's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the driver was making jokes and he was like, yeah, this used to, and it looks like Chinatown. And he's mm-hmm. like, yeah, this used to be all Chinese people, but they died. And I was just like,
oh, God.
I was like, I guess considering that we're in Cuba, that's a fun joke.
Yeah.
but I immediately was like, wait, what?
Die.
And then he was like, no, I'm just kidding. But like, that's Cubans. Like, Cubans will just say like really fucked up shit and then go, it's a joke. Like, you're being ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
That's so.
Okay.
That's that really makes funny. A lot of sense. I'll bring that up in therapy next week. So, but it was so cool. And I took these videos because they were convertibles. So I just put my phone in the air while we were driving. And I was like, I mean, if this is how I lose my phone, that's fine.
Yeah.
Do you
still
it
have
looks
these videos?
So cool. Yeah. It looks like drone footage or whatever.
Wow.
Not really, but you know.
Kind of. Okay.
Wait, for my kind of, when was this? This was how long ago?
This was 2016 turning into 2017.
Gotcha. Okay, great.
Yeah.
So you did classic car. What were the other highlights?
Oh, so many. Hold on, hold on. Okay, so, oh, salsa class. Yeah, we did salsa class.
Oh, boy.
And you know I grinded my booty on a Cuban man.
Hell yeah.
You know I did.
You like to dance. I know that about
you. I love to dance. And yes. I have a picture of, like I wanted to take a picture, and I, like, popped my booty, and then, like, he got next to me, and I was like, no, and I got, like, right on his dick. Being like, this is the picture.
Yeah. Oh my God. We will need a copy and of then, that
like,
photo.
Okay. And then, yeah, that's a fun one to, like, zoom in on his face, because he is like, okay. Let's see. I think we learned history. Oh, Fábrica del Arte.
Oh my God. Fábrica means factory.
Fábrica is everything. So Fábrica is a museum, a bar, and a dance club.
Whoa.
In Havana.
And a VIP section. So it's a factory that they just straight up converted. There's the thing. There was shit in Cuba that was like, whoa, why do we think we have anything figured out?
Uh-huh.
Because they're telling me history, and it might be lies, but, like, it makes sense. If you just think about it for a second, like, oh, America, we're, like, real bad, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Like, their perspective on America was, like, America did all this fucked up shit to us.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, which they 100% which did.
We did!
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's... And it's are still just, doing. It's, it, yeah, but... And you look around, and it's, like... there's a lot of street performance.
Mm-hmm.
To speak to the poverty thing, like, there's a lot of, like, I'll do this for you.
A ton of mimes.
Like... There were probably a handful of mimes, but they were like, they were probably like cool mimes on stilts with like festive carnival clothes.
Sounds awesome.
Honestly.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of that, but, the group started making fun of me because I would just find reasons to give out money. And it became very obvious. And then like, as the week got along, like, people would just approach me, like, because I was just like, it was just like from my energy, I was like, hey, like, just but Fábrica, it was so cool, and we got to go to the VIP section.
Okay.
And it was the night before everyone left, so I finally got to find out who Carlos picked. It wasn't me.
Oh boy.
And
who did he give his final rose to?
Vicky.
Vicky. Oh my God. It was, that's such a name of a winner.
She did not see it coming, and neither did I. And then it was like the last night, like, will something happen?
Oh my God.
It didn't. She has self-respect. Okay. God, so Fábrica was really cool. What's Fusterlandia? We did not do that, I'll tell you right now.
Okay.
Oh, we bought whiskey. Oh, we went to the cigar farm place.
Oh, where they make cigars.
Yeah, and I, like, wanted to fuck the farmer.
Oh, okay.
It was awesome. Because, you know, like, when nobody knows you. Here's the best part about these trips. Nobody knows you.
Right. You're never going
to
see
that. That anonymity is very interesting.
It was so good.
Man, yeah. I should travel alone.
And then you get to be, and then you seem so funny.
Yes.
Like, people think you are so fucking funny. With, like, basics. Like, things you say before coffee.
Yeah.
Like, things that are just like, I guess this is me now.
We did make those girls, like, from Boston funny. Laugh.
When?
When we were in, we did a couple group tours, just like day things, afternoon things.
On the floating market tour?
And we did a floating market tour, and it was us and, like, a bunch of girls from Boston.
One of them went home. She was just like, this isn't for me, and, like, left, which was my favorite thing.
It was a food tasting tour. She saw the first food, which was just like a pastry, like a Thai pastry.
And she was like, no, I can't.
She, like, literally was like, I can't do it. And her friends were like, she's so sensitive. And I was like,
it was so
why did
pure.
You come to Thailand?
Yeah. The idea of them just being like, no, we should invite Chelsea. And everyone's like, fucking don't bring her. She's going to be such a drag. And then her getting there and be like, I can't do this. Like, is there white rice? Like,
oh, yeah. She just didn't want, like, part of the tour was like, you got lunch from, like, a vendor. And this Thai food is so good.
It's amazing.
And they were just like,
it's like Thai food.
Yeah, they're making it, like, on the street.
And this is the market that this girl who led the tour, this is the market she went to since she was a kid. And like, she was like, she knew all the spots. And this girl was just like, anyway, make jokes that would, these girls from Boston, we would crush. They would crush.
Yeah, dude.
And they
it's
were
so
barely
easy to crush.
They were barely jokes.
And they're not ready, right? Because we're used to people who sat down. They, like, got there at the right time or whatever.
Yeah.
These people are just living.
Yes.
Okay. the element of surprise is through the roof.
So here's my vision of you in Cuba right now. Let me lay it out.
Oh yeah.
Here's my vision of you. You are trying to fuck as many Cuban men as possible. Or at least entertaining the mental idea. Yes.
The cigar farmer.
You are Moneybags McGee. You're handing out cash to street performers around town. Oh, yeah, Big Duck.
That WJ minimum. Burn it.
And you're just eating Cuban food and making people laugh. That sounds like an incredible trip.
It was so good. So the cigar guy. Uh-huh. Oh my God. He was beautiful.
I believe it.
He was dirty. You know? Like he looked like.
Huge forearms.
He looked like what little like. Like. He looked like. Real? I don't know.
This feels like something only you could say.
You know what? He looked like if a cigar became a man.
Okay. I can see that now.
And worked in a cigar place forever. And he taught us how to make it. And then he kept making like sexual harassment jokes with the cigars, but we allowed it.
Yeah. Being like size does matter kind of thing.
I think so. Okay. Yeah. Like he was like when he, I think when he cut off like the edges, he was like, ow, or like weird, but it was like hot, you know,
yeah.
I'll show you a picture. You'll get it.
I love if he did that just by himself when no tour group is there. Pow.
But I remember I seem to have somewhat blocked it out, but I was very forwardly like as a bit. But like, you know, like Cubans aren't, they're bitsters, but they're not, you know, they're not just receiving bits from American in their mid 20s with breasts. And wow, we hit it off.
Oh my God.
So did you guys go out that night?
No.
Oh. He didn't meet you.
I'm pretty sure his wife was watching the whole time.
That's a drag.
But I'm pretty sure like when he was like, you know, it was like, I need a volunteer. And I was like, I perform. And then he was like finished and he was like, somebody like, you know, you got to suck it or whatever. And then I was like, I'll do that. And I know I was doing things like, usually I do this with my vagina or like things like that.
Oh, God.
But like me attempting to be in like Spanish and like, cuando sexto. And it's like, those aren't words, you know. I'll show you a picture.
Okay
so cigar factory, incredibly great.
Oh, so good.
So was it, did you know what was coming up every day? Like, yeah, did you get an itinerary at the beginning? Or was it like, good morning at breakfast, like today we're doing this? And you were like, okay, sounds great.
We have an itinerary, but it like changed and they didn't realize some things were closed because we were going to things on New Year's Day. It was the kind of thing of like, nobody checked.
Yeah.
Nobody checked. Wow. And that was this company. I went with them again for Iceland. And it was a lot of like, nobody checked.
Oh, boy.
And then the brakes on our van went out. No. So,
in Iceland?
Yeah.
Like on the road?
We didn't know for 4 hours. That's how good our tour guide was. Oof. Hell yeah, Holly. Wow. Holly till I die.
I honestly, like, people who decide to be tour guides are, like, such special people.
Well, because you have to have a performer aspect to you.
You do. You have to, like, love logistics. You have to
handle... sounds like you don't have to love
it. Yes.
Yeah, you don't.
You can be fine without it. But you really have to be, like, passionate about,
I've said this before. I think I would be a fun tour guide.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I absolutely would.
Who do you hate more than people? People.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, this is the problem when Marlena knows me.
You have to, like, be really nice. You can't just be like, you're annoying, you're off the tour.
I was literally about to say, you can't tell people they're annoying. And just to say, you've never told me I'm annoying, but you would.
I don't need two people who have known me for a long time on this podcast.
I'm just saying, like, you were trying to pitch me on the idea of you doing an Airbnb experience where you drove tourists around to go taste tacos in LA.
Yeah, I did. And yeah. I still think I could do it. I will do it for anyone. Just hashtag Andrew's Taco Tour.
Okay.
First of all, I do it for my friends all the time.
Sure. But that's like, weird. Your friends, like, imagine you and like five French teenagers.
Sounds awesome.
Does it?
Are they cool?
I don't know. Just imagine.
They're French teenagers.
They're French teens being like, où est le point de Melville? Like, what?
No. I don't know what that was.
Yeah, I don't either.
Imagine
where's Randy Melville? Tourist canceled. Hashtag tourist canceled.
But if you do hashtag, I can work something out.
Yeah.
Hashtag okay. Andrew's Taco Tours with Marlena.
Oh my God.
So, I'll need a lot of information from
what
me.
Did you do on
I'll
New
give
Year's
you my
Eve?
Map.
Oh my God. So on New Year's Eve, we went to the ceiling, the roof of this. And it was like very like, what are we doing on New Year's? And we were supposed to go to Fabrica, but we didn't because the line was too long because it's Fabrica on New Year's. Yeah. Get it together, everyone.
Is Fabrica like the number one club? Is it like where it's at?
I mean, Fabrica is like,
It
for like life. Okay. Like if yeah. you can get it, I don't think we have anything comparable.
Okay.
Like it's just, you try to get in when you can.
Wow.
Okay. Or like you don't go cause you know, you like, it's you not can. Even worth getting.
Wow. Whatever.
Okay.
Now I want to go to Fabrica.
It was amazing. But we went to this rooftop and there was unlimited grilled chicken. Oh, so good. And to alcohol.
Wow.
And that is when like 4 to 5 of the like 12 white women got like, I can't hold up my body.
Drunk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What are you drinking though? Are you drinking rum? Are you drinking?
Nonstop mojitos, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve was a blast.
Wow.
Just watching these girls get shit-faced.
You know, every time it's really important to get drunk, I can't.
Right.
And I didn't. And instead I was just bringing home those gals.
Yeah.
While one was like truly like trying to like get Carlos inside of her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. So how does this trip freaking wrap up?
How did this trip wrap up? It was very messy because that girl,
Vicky?
Even though, no, I forget her name. And if I remember it, I shouldn't say it.
Okay.
But she, the whole next day was like, do you guys remember what happened last night?
Oh, no.
But it was so, she was asking that so much. Way more than someone who actually didn't remember. You know, because the person who actually didn't remember was like, oh, fuck, let's not talk about it.
Yeah.
But she kept going, oh, my God, can anyone just, like, tell me? Like, remember when Carlos, like, almost, like, raped me? And we were like, and then, oh, yeah, and then, no. then that was, like, the end of the trip. Because, like, but that was, like, after the cooking lesson. Like, yes. You know, we still had fun.
Right.
So,
but it turned very gossipy and it made me understand how like things get so weird on The Bachelors because they just don't have their phones.
Yeah.
Right. They don't have their phones. They have so much alcohol.
And this is all they are supposed to think about.
Right.
And that is how you care about absolute bullshit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Interesting.
So in a way, this wasn't just a trip to Cuba. It was like a live, like inside The Bachelor experience.
Yeah.
Wow.
It really was. So much so that I like am afraid to write stand up about it because it's too on the nose.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you recommend going to Cuba to people?
Yeah.
Even though your trip was a mixed bag, it wasn't Cuba that was the mixed bag part of it. Cuba, you thought, was overall very enjoyable.
Well, all of life is a mixed bag.
Of course.
Yeah. It's a dream.
Of like actual nightmare.
Yeah.
And actual dream.
Yeah.
So, I forgot.
Your train of thought?
Uh-huh.
Get back on that train. Drive to the next station.
No, I would definitely suggest Cuba. The thing I say is stay in a casa. Like, don't stay in the hotels because all the money goes to the government when you stay in the hotels. And that means transparency is gone and no one ever sees it again.
Right.
Whereas when you do the casas, like, you're giving money to the old lady who made you breakfast every day and let you stay in her house.
Yeah.
So and then she, local economy.
Exactly. And then the, you know, and tourism was really helping.
Yeah.
And, there was a weird thing happening where, you know, doctors and things were like quitting being doctors and opening casas because they would make more money because of socialism.
Sure.
Sure.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Do you plan to go back at any time soon? Or like, you're like, yeah, eventually, but it's not like on your list? Or are you like, I want to go back soon?
It's so hard flying anywhere from LA.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like that's unfortunately always the first reason why it can't happen.
Yeah.
But I want to go back so bad. I think I'm just looking for like a random time that's like, wow, this is perfect. Or I'd love to make something there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's fucking hard.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
there's just nothing there. So
yeah,
and it's getting bad again. So.
Yeah.
If you were gonna go back, do you think you would just go to visit family, or would you go on a different tour? Would you go on this again?
I think I would have to visit family this time.
Okay. Uh-huh.
But I think I would get back in touch with Carlos and be like,
"Hell yeah!"
I think it's called like local Cuba tours.
Or, okay, we'll find it.
But, and I'd be like, let's do it again. But I think my dream in that case is like getting to bring my whole family or something, yeah, like getting really to special. Do like a big family trip where we also like tell each other to fuck off at certain times, you know, that scheduled loose time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it'll be great. Someone will think someone goes missing at some point because we haven't heard from them for 13 hours, but that's because we're on different sides of the island.
Sure. Mm.
But
is there anything else you would like to say to Cuba as we wrap about or wrap say about Cuba as we wrap this up?
It was really cool to look around and feel like I belonged.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though I absolutely did not.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. I feel that way sometimes when I go to Hawaii where it's just like, oh, it's really crazy that like everyone here looks like me and it's really nice. And like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not Hawaiian at all,
but
people are like mixed Asian like me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, but it is a very like powerful, cool feeling.
Man, just when I go to like the Latino committee at the WGA, it's so funny because you walk in and, someone from the board came to see us and they looked around and they almost left because all of us just don't look like anything.
Uh-huh.
And so it was just, it's cool to just see that as a country.
Right.
Yeah.
Where, no, that guy over there is going to speak Spanish if you go up to him.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Cool.
Cool. Are there any places travel-wise that you're planning on going soon? Or like, oh man, I really want to go to this place. It's top of my list.
I am really trying to make Puerto Rico work for this New Year's.
Okay.
But I want to make it work in a way where for the second half of it, which would only be a few days, I would go be in Vieques. I already have reservations at like this freaking dope hotel.
Vieques is very cool.
Vieques is a rainforest.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
It's just Vieques
like... Vieques was like Tulum before Tulum. It's not as like sexy and like Cancun-y as kind of Tulum is. But I remember it being like a very cool place to go.
You've
like it
been.
Was no. It There's was like in vogue. I remember being
bioluminescent like, oh, bay.
Ooh. That's cool.
It got ruined by Maria, but I guess it's back. So basically amazing. Like the ocean lights up.
Yeah.
But I want to make the first half of the trip volunteering in Puerto Rico.
Cool. Oh, cool. Have you ever done that on a trip before?
No, but yeah. I did a lot of volunteer stuff at BU, and that was like the best. I did FISOP. Do you know what? You did you hear?
I remember FISOP, but I.
What does that stand for?
Oh,
you tell me.
I couldn't even tell you.
Okay, but it's a volunteer organization.
Yeah,
it was like, you know, people go to school early for Habitat for Humanity.
Right.
I did that freshman year, but I like fucking loved it, and then was like a counselor for the year I didn't even go to BU.
Yeah.
You remember I came and was like, hi, I'm, oh no, oh, you weren't yes. there.
No.
Were you there? No. Were
Is you? This when you went to Chicago?
I guess we should tell no. people you went to college.
Oh, we did go to college. We've known each other since college. I actually have a relatively strong memory of you auditioning for the improv group.
That I was really bad.
No, I was pretty bad. You were better than most people that auditioned. That's why you were in the group.
Hell yeah. I wanted to do it way too bad.
Yeah.
And would have like really bad audition. Like I hadn't gotten into like any of the other improv troops on campus. Ours
crushed.
People are working.
A lot of people from our group are professional writers.
So seems like you guys won.
Yeah, we crushed.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh man. This is one of the more interesting episodes just because Cuba seems like such a, especially if your journey through Cuba seems like such an interesting, complex, I don't know, place.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
I definitely got to ignore the sadness,
mm-hmm.
but it was really crazy to see how cool life is when you have absolutely nothing, but you're not, how much you don't have stuff is not shouting in your face all the time.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
It feels really good.
Yeah.
That's great. I think we should end there.
Yeah, this was great.
Yeah, this was great. Thank you so much, Marlena.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening to Take Me There. To access all the recommendations from our guests, you can visit the episodes page of our website, takemetherepod.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at takemetherepod. If you like the show, we'd be super grateful if you'd leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and recommend it to all your pals who love to travel. Thanks and have a good one.